the addition of Top Tracer to one of our indoor golf dome facilities this year in Chicago has really spiked their business, and it's got more and more people pulling their clubs out of the closet in our Chicago winters to come out and see what it's all about. But talk about Top Tracer. It's really been a great way, I think, to expand Top Golf and at the same time really add a little some life to practice facilities and give people some options on what they can do.
Yeah, we're really, 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 really excited about the product in general. That location specifically, being inside of a dome, right? It just proves what we can do with the technology and how we can create a pretty amazing guest experience for visitors to those facilities. Top Tracer range has been something we've been working on the last couple of years. And obviously it's a similar technology to what you see on television that we track the pros with. We're now like the gold standard for tracking on TV, and now you can experience that in your local driving range, and we're really, really excited to bring it to you.
For somebody who's maybe been to Top Golf, and now they're going to go to the dome and they're going to say, okay, I've been to Top Golf, but what really is Top Tracer? What's going to be different when I go to a practice facility to hit the real clubs and work on my game a little bit? What's Top Tracer going to give me?
Yeah, so we give you a mix of fun, practice, and even help with instruction, right? So it's quite a spectrum of experiences. And we want to achieve that in that environment. So you come to your regular range, you're going to pound your bucket of balls, you're going to go home. Here, you're going to come, you're probably going to bring the typical Top Tracer range guest. We'll bring people with them, either other people who are going to play, because you can play Pebble Beach, for example, in virtual golf at our range, Top Tracer ranges. You can track all your shots. We have a What's in My Bag feature. So over time, so every 7-iron that you hit every time you come is tracked and recorded in the app, and so you can get to see this sort of statistics of your game, which can lead to improvement. If you have an instructor with you at the range, they can use these stats that just come up, like for free there in the bay, to help with giving you pointers on what you've got to be able to do. So from fun to instruction, we have it all covered.
There's a way for either you or your instructor to sort of maybe track your progress as you work through lessons and practices with them?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we keep all the data. If you sign up for the app, you join the Top Tracer range community, and you're part of that no matter what range is sort of your home range, right? So also when you're traveling, you can go into the app, you can find another Top Tracer range where you're at, go in there and keep working on it.
Is Top Tracer still maybe a work in progress? Technology always seems to be expanding these days. Is it something that you hope that maybe a year or two down the road that Top Tracer is even better than it is now?
Yes, I mean it'll get better every single year. Right? We have a huge innovation mantra at Top Golf Entertainment Group, which is the overall company. And whether it's Top Golf venues, whether it's Top Tracer range, whether it's the Top Golf Swing Suite indoor simulator version of Top Golf that we're standing next to here, whether it's Top Golf Crush, where we take over stadiums, I mean, the list goes on, right? And while we've launched those multiple new businesses in the last 18 months, they will continue to evolve every single year. We're committed to investing in lots in R&D and innovation to make sure that nothing gets stale over time.
I know that you've opened up several locations recently in various places around the country. You're going to open up a brand new Top Golf in the Chicago area in Schaumburg, not far from the city, not far from the airport, and right in the heart of a great business and suburban area. What can you tell us about the new Schaumburg location that's supposed to come online here in 2019?
Yeah, another fantastic location. I think we're up to 52 or 53 venues worldwide now. 48 of them in the U.S. We built 10 new ones just last year alone, opened, and we're on pace for 8 to 10 again this year, Schaumburg being one of them, and we're really excited about that. We've obviously got one in Naperville in a different part of the city, and this is going to be, again, one of our top three-tiered, large, lots of technology in there, obviously, but also lots of fun and entertainment as well.
You've got one other location, an older facility, one of your first ones, that's not far away from Schaumburg. There was some talk that once you open in Schaumburg, you might move some of your people over there and maybe phase out that one because it's not really you know, what you guys have been building in recent years? Are you going to close the one and then focus on the other?
Wooddale's a really classic, original Topgolf, has all kinds of charm of its own. You're quite right that it's quite a different experience than the others. I can't really comment on what we're going to do there. Both will be exciting and good fun in their own ways, but certainly different.
Will the Schaumburg one have even more new things that maybe even Naperville doesn't have because it's been open for a couple of years?
It might. And if it doesn't, when it opens, probably shortly afterwards, because the other thing we've been doing is adding Top Tracer to the Topgolf venues from a technology standpoint. So here in Orlando, for example, we have it, and in addition to the classic games that you're used to playing at Topgolf, you can see the trace of your shot, you can see the stats of your shot in addition. And so we're going to be rolling that out to all the venues over a period of time.
And the new Topgolf will have all the not only the golf experiences, but also that sort of food and beverage operation, the opportunity
yes.
to watch on the big screen your favorite game while you're hitting golf balls.
Yes, all of the above, right? That's a huge part of the experience. I like to say we have technology at the heart of a Topgolf venue, but I'm biased. But it is that overall experience that really makes it. And our world-class food, beverage, service, that's really what it's all about, and it will absolutely have every single part of that.
The tentative date we were hearing would be somewhere in August, maybe. Is that about the time frame you're shooting for to open this year?
Yeah, I apologize. I don't have that memorized, so I can't exactly say.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you'd like people to know about Topgolf and what you're bringing to your new locations?
Yeah, I think it's worth pointing out how big and large of a community that we now are as the larger Topgolf. Maybe some of your listeners have seen our online content, so we have some record-breaking content out there, some unique shows, Who Will Rock You, Chef Showdown, you add all of this up with all the visitors that we get at Top Golf and Top Tracer Rangers, and we have 72 million fans now globally, right? At Top Golf Valleys alone, we get 2.3 million visitors a month. So anyone coming and playing and participating in Top Golf, they're part of a large community and growing every single month.